be in the Army. Oh, Captain, nobody else knows this county like you. You got to keep the job. And so he kept the job. Mm-hmm. And in the evening, at my grandfather's house, he built a great big old house in St. Mary's, Georgia. They moved there mm-hmm. because that's where his office was. We knew everybody in the county, and the Negroes, everybody, and the colored people would come to him and say, Mr. John, we want to get married, man and a woman. We want to get married. Will you marry us? And Grandfather said, yeah, sure, I'll marry you. And my sister Elizabeth was very artistic and quite an artist. In fact, she went to an art school to study after she grew up. Elizabeth would say, I'll fix up for you. And it would be on the porch. Grandfather had a great big porch like everybody else had in those days. Elizabeth said, I'll be the maid of honor. And she was the maid of honor for every little colored bride in the county almost. And Elizabeth would go up and pick a bouquet of flowers, you know. And in those days, people didn't have, in St. Mary's, they didn't have any lights except kerosene. Mm. And Elizabeth would string the porch. The marriages were always on the porch. She'd string lanterns along the porch and she'd get a big bouquet and she was the maid of honor.
She made everyone special.
Yeah, she was the maid of honor. And when we tell people, we called her Ivy. Ivy was the maid of honor for this little colored girl, you know. Ivy didn't faze Elizabeth at all. She was happy to be the maid of honor. I still haven't told you anything about the customs. Well, I'll tell you that everybody had what they called student light lamps, and they were big lamps made of nickel, and they had big shades. No, that's not one of them. That thing has been there for about 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not an antique, but it's not 100. We use those big lamps, and they called them student lights, and they had a big white shade over them.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them, haven't
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had one in every room. We had one of those big lamps, and they had wicks. They had a round piece in it, and all around the piece would be a cotton material,
mm-hmm.
a very thick, heavy web thing.
Right.
You've seen them, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know
mm-hmm.
what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had those kind of lamps, and they had to be refilled every morning. The first thing the cook did was to refill the lamps,
mm-hmm.
so that we'd have
mm-hmm.
light.
What about a fire? Did you have a fireplace?
We had fireplaces,
mm-hmm.
and when we moved to Savannah, that was about I think it was about 1910, and we had gas lamps, and they had what they called a mantle in the light. And it was shaped